Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive. With
can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring, but I know Him in the middle is the place where You promised to be.
Hallelujah. 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 This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come with humble hearts this morning and stretch out arms to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives on the day. And we say thank you. We come to bless your name this morning, Father God. If it had not been for you, where would we all be this day, God? And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Father, I lift up Apostle James Glenn to you, Father God. Comfort him in the loss of his wife, Prophetess Leona, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover that entire family with the blood. Keep them in your keeping care, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to touch her triplets in a mighty way, Father God. Damona and Billy, Father God. Cover them and keep them and strengthen them in the loss of their triplets, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. So keep your arms around the whole entire family, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between, Father God. And we truly give you the praise and give you the glory. Lift up Center of Attraction Outreach family to you, Father God. Cover them as well. Keep them in your keeping care, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we just come to give you the praise and give you the glory for this awesome Sunday morning, Father. And we say thank you. Lift up my pastor, my prophet to you this morning, Father God. Continuously keep him in your keeping care. Continuously pour your strength into him as he pour out to your people all over the land, Father God. Continuously to build him up, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover the whole entire Matthew family, Father God. Keep them all in your keeping care, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between and the seed to come, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name, Father God. We thank you for your promises, Father God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. You're walking with all bereaved families besides the Glens, Father God. And we ask you to keep them all right now that only you can do, Father God. Healing men their broken hearts that only you can do, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just give you the praise, we give you the glory. Cover Restoration Foundation International Ministry in Harvey, Father God. Cover them with the blood, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the pulpit to the back door, Father God. And we just say thank you, Father. We ask your blessings over the whole entire neighborhood, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night or this morning, Father God. Our loved ones still live in the land of the living, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. This is a new day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we will look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. We thank you for your peace in the midst of storms. We thank you for peace in the midst of bereavement. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We just say thank you, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every hospital, Father God. Go from room to room, floor to floor, that only you can do, Father God. Stop by the intensive care unit, Father God, and create your miracle signs and wonders on today. And we say thank you. Stop by all the nursing homes, the rehabilitation centers, Father God. Go from room to room, floor to floor, Father God. Heal and deliver and set free, Father God. And we truly give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. No matter how long they've been bound, we know you're able to set them free, Lord God. You did it for the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. So no longer how long they've been bound, you're able to set them free, God. And we say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus on the south side, west side, east side, north side, southern areas, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cover Chicago with the blood. Cover the whole 50 states with the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. That no weapon formed against your children today shall prosper. Every tongue rise up against them shall be condemned. Or we say thank you. Or we come to bless your name today, Father God. We just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for opening up doors for the homeless, Father God, that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open. And we say thank you. Traveling grace and mercy for all your children today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep them from accident, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you for Aretha, Father God, that faithfully worked behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to bless her and her whole entire family, Father God. From the oldest to the youngest and all in between in her seeds to come, God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. Oh, we say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We say thank you. Thank you for supplying all I need, Lord God. According to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Stop by the Shriners Hospital. They have all different needs, Father God. And I thank you for supplying their needs, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by St. Jude Hospital. Go from room to room, floor to floor. Heal those babies from cancer, Father God. You able to do anything but fail, Father God. So we speak to their bodies right now. Command their little bodies to line up with your word. You say, by your stripes, they are healed. So we thank you for healing manifestation for those babies, Father God. And we truly give you the praise. We give you the glory. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every one-way, every train, every car, every bus, every scooter right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. This is a new day, Father God. And we say thank you for allowing us to see this new day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to order our footsteps, lead and direct us in all truth for today, God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you, Father. Oh, we bless your name today. We lift up Biden and Harris and their families to you today, Father God. Order their footsteps, Father God. Lead and direct them in all truth, Father God. Place the right people in their path as well, Father God. For them to do the right thing for your people that was put in by your people, God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We love you, Lord. We nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So I come this morning to cast the world care on your shoulder. Your shoulders equipped to carry every worry, every burden, every weight, Father. And we say thank you. We thank you that we're getting better and not bitter, that we are the victors and no longer the beaters. And we truly give you the praise and give you the glory. Have your way in our services on today, Father God. This is fresh by your anointing and our services on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. Have your way. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we give you the glory and honor and praise that is due you, oh, Father God, every minute, every hour, every second of our lives, oh, Father God. Because you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, there's nothing that we can ever imagine, oh, Father God, that is greater, higher, excellent, and beautiful in all the things that that you have created, all the things that we can understand, oh, Father God. You are so awesome, O Father God, that you provide for us in ways that our imagination cannot even imagine, O Father God. But you are awesome in all your ways, O Father God. So we honor you and we glorify you and we magnify you, O Father God, because you are the Lord God Almighty. Things that is invisible, invisible, O Father God, you created. Things that have not been exposed to us yet, oh, Father God, you created. Oh, Father God, you created us, oh, Father God, to honor you, to worship you, extensions of your love, to be co-creators with you, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for directing our thoughts, oh, Father God, pulling our thoughts, oh, Father God, from out of the muck and the mire, oh, Father God, the way that the world, oh, Father God, has instituted a thought pattern within us, oh, Father God. But we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your awesomeness, oh, Father God, that you have changed things and turned things around for us within our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, so that we may see to see and hear to hear, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for filtering everything that we see, oh, Father God. Even when we see them, oh, Father God, you have imputed within us to have the right thoughts toward them, oh, Father God. Even in our ear gates, oh, Father God, the things that we hear, oh, Father God, you have imputed in us to be filtered, oh, Father God, so that we may hear the things that is needed to be heard to support your kingdom, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us eyes to see, oh, Father God. We thank you for taking the blindness off, oh, Father God, so that we may be able to see the beauty in all things that you have created, oh, Father God. Oh, and not see them, oh, Father God, for the way things may be truly are, oh, Father God. But through the eyes of Christ that dwelleth within us, who died upon Calvary, so that we know, oh, Father God, that he has made the way. Because through him, oh, Father God, is the only way that we could get to you, oh, Father God, to see you, to experience you, to understand you, and all your righteousness and all your glory, oh, Father God. Not the way that the world has taught us, but having a personal relationship with you, oh, Father God. So we thank you through Christ for reaching out to every last one of your children here upon earth, oh, Father God, so we can experience that love, so we can see that love, so we can feel that love, so we can understand that love that you have toward us, oh, Father God, so that we may extend that to others, oh, Father God, the way that you have extended it to us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, in your word, you say that you chastise those who you love. And we thank you for the chastise, not as the world give it, but the way that you give it, because you give it and measure it to us through love, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because you know everything about us, oh, Father God. Oh, you know even the things that we're going to encounter, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, a lot of things you have allowed, oh, and a lot of things you have disallowed, oh, Father God, but the things that you have allowed, it was to grow us, to strengthen us, oh, Father God, and to be the warriors, the spiritual warriors, oh, Father God, that you desire us to be, to fight in the spiritual realm, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you now, oh, Father God, for giving us the ability, oh, Father God, to fight those fights in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual dimension, before they even hit earth, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the great lawyer, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, to go before us and fight for us, oh, Father God, in the heavenly courts, oh, Father God, oh, Father God. And and it's only the words that he tells our accuser, the accuser of the brethren. It is finished and it is done, oh, Father God. So with those words being said, oh, Father God, we are able to move and have our being in you and through you and for you, oh, Father God, accomplishing those things, oh, Father God, that you have given us to accomplish, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for extending that to us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you and we glorify you and we magnify you, oh, Father God, for who you are, oh, Father God, in our lives, oh, Father God, and the way that you are orchestrating things here upon the earth, oh, Father God, because your ways are not our ways, oh, Father God. Or sometimes we may ask, oh, Father God, where are you, oh, Father God, not knowing, oh, Father God, that every breath that we take, oh, Father God, you are there, oh, Father God, because you created everything known to man, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you, oh, Father God, you have given us the breath of life. You have given us consciousness. You have given us understanding, oh, Father God. You have given us all things that is needed to experience you and to know you and to see you, oh, Father God, in all things, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for having that great love for us, for sharing that with us, oh, Father God, for even through the trials and tribulations, oh, Father God, where that we are able to see you, oh, Father God, and understand, oh, Father God, why you allow those things, oh, Father God, and to understand, oh, Father God, and be partakers, oh, Father God, of the great work that you are establishing here upon the earth, oh, Father God, to set the captives free, Lord, we thank you and honor you and glorify you and magnify you. And we thank you, O Father God, for your hedge of protection, O Father God, that you have placed around us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father. Oh, we thank you for health and healing within our bodies, O Father God. Oh, Father God, because you have created certain things to support and to balance our system, O Father God, to keep us healthy, O Father God. So, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for the things that you are allowing in our lives at this time, O Father God. And that you are training our bodies to be strengthened, O Father God. So if anything like it come again to attack our bodies, O Father God, and to make us feel unbalanced, O Father God, you allowed it to strengthen our bodies, O Father God. So if it ever try to encroach itself upon us again, O Father God, it will not be able to have those things to take hold and to place a hold to bring disorder up in our eternal and bodily systems again, O Father God. Oh, for we thank you for your great wisdom. We thank you for your love that you have for us, O Father God, in this dispensation season and time of our lives, O Father God. Oh, Father God, you are awesome in all your ways, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for our ears being open to hear your voice and your voice alone, O Father God. We will not follow the voice of strangers, O Father God. O Father God, because you, O Father God, is our maker and our creator, O Father God. Those things that happen in our life, we know, O Father God, that is by your hand, O Father God, and by your wisdom that you allow them, O Father God. O Father God, we ask for forgiveness, O Father God, for forgiving the enemy, O Father God, more thought, power in our minds than we ought to, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your great love. And we thank you for your discipline. We thank you for all things, oh, Father God, that is seen and not seen. Father God, we thank you for all things created, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the good and the bad, oh, Father God, because you take the good, oh, Father God. I mean, you take the bad and turn them around for our good, oh, Father God, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh, Father God. Oh, so we thank you that you have given us that mindset, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God, to defeat the enemy, oh, Father God, and every work, oh, Father God, that he has tried to institute, oh, Father God, up in the lives and even up in the world. Oh, we thank you for touching the hearts, oh, Father God, and your congressmen and your Republicans and all those, oh, Father God, that is in the governmental system, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving them visions, oh, Father God, of the heavenly kingdom, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this time. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the double take, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for them sitting down and questioning themselves, oh, Father God. We thank you for opening them up, oh, Father God, to see what they need to see and to understand the way they need to understand, not as the world, oh, Father God, but as your perfect plan that you have set, oh, Father God, to set the captives free. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for those ones being open, for being a participant in your mighty works, oh, Father God, here upon the earth, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time that we are going through. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Shalom.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Everybody say,
glory to the Lamb.
We sing
glory, to the Lamb.
We give all glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
sing
glory,
glory to the
to Lamb.
This is why. For he is
now
and always,
always,
forever,
forever,
forever is he. And he will
reign
forever,
forever.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy,
holy is he.
Is he.
So together let's sing glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Father, we sing tonight glory,
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
We give all the glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To
Jesus is his name, we give
glory,
glory to the Lamb. For he is
now,
he's the beginning, and he is the end,
forever
he remains. And he will reign forever with all power and authority. And true are your words, Lord God Almighty. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? You alone are holy, and all nations will come and worship before you. Saints and angels sing. The saints and angels sing. Glory to the Lamb. We sing glory
to the Lamb,
for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Just one more time.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lift.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Dr. Laron Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Laron Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on Laron Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. Laron Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Tell me that stars won't come out at night. No, you can't tell me that the sun will refuse to shine. There's nothing you can say or do that will destroy my peace of mind. I tried God for myself, and he's with me every time. You can't tell me that the doctors have the final say. No, you can't tell me that the Lord won't make a way. There's nothing you can say or do that will take away my faith. Ever since I tried the Lord, nothing can take his place. I know too much about him, and there's nothing to make me doubt him. Just as sure. I know God for me. I hear you say, oh, how you tell me, and oh, how you tell me that I am your own. Let's say it real loud together. You know my name. You know my walking with you, and know how you talk with me.
Somebody catch the fire right here. Oh, for the fire can burn me. No matter what can burn me. You know that no battle can defeat you. I wish you would raise up and worship to our God who has already won the victory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. And top of the day to you, you and you from wherever you're listening at, from around the world. I welcome you on today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. Those who listen to me on blog site over there, God bless you on today. Thank you for joining me at this time. And we welcome all of you from listening in from all around the world. Those who are coming in, please join me. Please share with others. They will be blessed today by the word of the Lord God. Certainly, we thank God. Technical issues on blog side. However, we honor the Lord for his governing of power and of ability to allow us to experience his greatness on today. And I welcome you all far and near for joining us on today. Certainly, we honor God for his presence and his power. Those who are prayer warriors and intercessors, bless you on today. It's always an honor to have you praying and standing in the gap with us and for us on today. We thank God for you, you, and you on this day. And certainly, I once again say, I don't take it lightly, the great voices that God used to pray and stand in the gap and release the oil throughout the nation, the world. And so we honor you, you, and you on today. And those of you who are joining us, please share with as many people as possible. Certainly, I know this time is very critical to many of us in the season that we are in, that we may know what the Lord is saying to us concerning the timetable that we're in and the dispensation for which we're in. Thank you for our staff and our team over there that's doing a great job to impact the people and make sure that everything is in place and in motion. Bless you on today. Thank you, partners, virtual members, men and women of God of the ministry. Thank you, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We honor the Lord for you and Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. We honor the Lord for you and for all of you who are standing in the gap with us, making up the heads, praying with us and interceding with us and for us on today. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today, honoring the Lord for your position. Thank you so much for who you are with us on this day. One of the things about when God moves, and he's moving like he's moving, you're going to deal with so many principalities, power, demonic forces, entities. We're going to be battling with the warfare because the enemy does not want a word like this released to anyone. So as you pray with us, stand with us, we're thanking God for you. Gord, if you would, share with others, thanking God for his presence, his power, his greatness on your life, my life, and those of you who are standing with us on today. Thank you so much once again for your prayers and your strength and your support on today. We have many of you who are kingdom leaders who stand with us, and we honor you for who you are to us in the kingdom of God. So I don't take it lightly, your position, as we share God's word around the world. All right. Pray with me if you would. We honor the Lord for those new. If you're first time following us, please let us know. If you have a prayer request or petition, you can put your prayer request and petition up there as well. I believe in the power of the prayer. The Bible said when two of us touch and agree on earth to ask anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. And I believe that if you come into agreement with me, as I'm coming into agreement with you, there's power in prayer, and thanking God for his presence through intercession and the prayer warrior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your presence, your honor, your glory. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We adore your name. And God, we magnograph your name. We know that it's in your name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We know that very few people have access to your name, but many people can call your name. And Father, we're not calling your name in a cataclysmic event, frustration, agitation, hurt, pain. We're calling your name because we know that there's victory in your name. You just said in your word, a great name is greater than riches. So Father, we thank you for a name that we can call right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the victory. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. Now, God, we surrender ourselves to you as John did in John 3:30, where John said, decrease that you may increase the more. That means deity have power over humanity in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. All right, real quickly, we're going to go into this word of the Lord God from the book of Daniel's chapter number 2. Now, many of you, if you followed us over the last 7 years, we have been deep into the book of Daniel, and we shared many things from the book of Daniel as it relates to the timing that we're in, the end timing, but the prophetic timing of God. I believe if you're going to really understand the life of Daniel, it requires one to be able to deeply study and research the timetable of Daniel and his life. On these days, what I share with many of you, it is imperative for you all to be a follower of the word. The word is so important to many of us because of the spirit of deception in the land and the religious chanting that is going on, or people that are using the name but does not have power to really understand the name based upon the internal power that God give us to be able to deal with the external issues of life that we're faced with on a daily basis. I grew up fifth generation holiness. So most people know holiness from the place of fear. I know holiness from the place of watching it as I grew up in the household with my mom and my dad. My dad is he's 81. He'll be 82 next year. And my mom is 76. She'll turn 77. I'm 7 of 18. I was born into this life. So when people say, when they say, I give honor to the Lord who's the head of my life, no, the church ministry has been all of my life. So I was born into this. Now, I didn't follow everything, but I was born into it. So I'm a PK kid from the inception. So I understand church ministry, genre of church, the language of church, the fiasco that come with church. If they put a show together that deal with church flops, I think we would have endless church conversation. And people will probably be rolling all over the place dealing with church if you deal with church people and the things that are going on in the church. So the book of Daniel is a very critical book. Daniel is Old Testament. It's in the Old Testament, one of the 39 books of the Old Testament, which is considered a theology. I want to teach this for many of you. This will help you with what we're about to face from a conflictual standpoint in the land. When I say conflictual standpoint, many of us, we're getting ready to see major conflict in the church world. Principalities and demonic spirits are at one of its highest peaks. RK, high-ranking angels that are fallen. And these angels are utilizing all of the sources that God has given to us that they were able to hear from God, when he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. I made he male and female. Then he gave us dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowls over the air. So he separated firmaments from firmaments, and he made light, separated light from darkness, and then the darker light from the light, the bigger light. So all of us, we're carriers of the eternal presence of God in totality. Everything you see about you, it is innated in the grace and the power and the ability, or the entrance of God from the beginning. Every part of us is all eternity, is eternity. The only difference between external and eternal is that we are total spirit. And when he gave Sisnil to cover us, then flesh covered spirit. And then he said, and we became a flesh. Man became a living soul. Now, here's the power of that. The only reason that God had to send the begotten of his son is because he had to sit him down in flesh so he will be able to conquer what satanic forces has called. The biggest war that ever been was in heaven. We're here being able to conquer. So many believers, we have to learn to conquer the sin nature. That's a hard thing when you don't understand the power of a great thing in you. When you realize the great thing in you, you'll be able to deal with, be able to conquer the hard thing. And when I say that, most of us who are believers now, and if you follow with me, you're going to understand the power that's in you over the presence of somebody else on the outside. That means coming into the understanding of who you are as it relates to your relationship to God, in God. The word of God, Lord God said, yeah, we are just little gods. We are little lower than the angels. So we can define dimensions and levels and heights and width in terms of how far lower are we from the angel. Well, if they sail like lightning into the earth, then they are here. We were here. So how are we a little lower than them? When you lower your standards and your value as a believer in people or relationship, then the standards change. I'm going to go to the mountain early today. Many of us, we have for years lowered our standard as it relates to our relationship with God and people and family members and who told us who we were and what we are in our walk with the Lord. So we lowered our standard. How many times have you lowered your standard to become part of an organization? You lowered your standard for a woman, and you lowered your standard for a man, and you lowered your standard to be part of a clique and a posse and a groupie. And when you decided to do that, you found out that you lowered your standard, and then they overtook your standard by feeling they have more value than you, but because your standards of who you were pushed them into success, pushed them into greatness. You helped them. You lowered your standard to become part of them. But all of the time, they're using the oil on your life. They use it, oh, I'm going to have to do it today, might as well. They use you in the bedroom. They use you in the house. They use you at the restaurant. They use your money. And then they're telling you, oh, I love you, I love you. No, they don't love you. They got your mind. And when you get to the place where you have power on who you are, then it changes the way you value yourself as a man or woman of God and the power for which you walk in and you move in the glory of God. So Daniel chapter number one opens us up. Daniel is one of the five books of what we call the books of the prophetic. You have 5 books of law. Then you have 12 books of history. Then you have 5 books of what you call the poetic books, and then prophetic books, and you have 17 of the prophetic books. So 5 of them are major prophets, and then the other 12 are minor prophets. And when you understand the major prophets over the minor prophets, the major prophets are connected to the name of God. So Isaiah means Yahweh is salvation. His 66 books reveal his 66 chapters, correction, of Isaiah, meaning Yahweh is salvation, opens you up to encrypted codes of understanding how these 66 chapters will secretly reveal the 66 books of the Bible in detail. Just read them very carefully and then get a revelator to connect, and you'll understand how each chapter opens you up with understanding Yahweh is salvation. And when you read Isaiah, you'll find out that the salvation is in those books, but breakthroughs is from those books. Salvation is in the book, but breakthrough comes from the book. Then you have Jeremiah. Jeremiah is 52 chapters. Those 52 chapters of the book of Jeremiah opens you up to understand Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. So when you read these major prophets, it's all about who he is in its entirety, deity. And when you read them, you have to understand his 52 chapters are encrypted to understand 52 weeks of the year. His name, Yahweh, is exalted and uplifted. So you read him, you'll get exalted, you'll get uplifted. Then you move from that to lamentation. Once you understand salvation through Isaiah, then you understand through Jeremiah, then you understand that he's uplifted and exalted. He daily loaded us with benefits if you read it from the book of Psalms. So each particular major prophet opens us up to the secret of understanding who we are internally and the power for which you carry over external things. If you ever want eternal power, man, please watch this. Be able to have power over internal conflict. My biggest problem has been this internal conflict to carry eternal power. Every time I'm able to move in the presence of God, it requires dealing with myself. If I deal with myself, I ain't got to worry about dealing with anybody else. Whatever they do, that's their business. When I take care of me, I understand that my business is a CEO, chief executive officer of my destiny, CEOD, write that down, CEOD, chief executive officer of your destiny. You'll be able to understand who you are. And so Jeremiah talks about it in Jeremiah 1:4. When he opens us up, God said, Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. Now, that's critical to understanding turmoil at the turning point of the sound that the enemy wants. See, the enemy wants what's in you. He wants you. See, you have to understand the sound that traps God's enemy. See, in you, you have a power over you to trap the enemies of the Lord. You have the power in you to be able to trap the enemies of God. And the power that's in you give you the authority over being able to move in the things of God. I'm telling you, you got to understand the power for which you're moving in the things of God and the power over the enemy. So Daniel, when you read this particular book here, which is called the a poetic book, it's encrypted with Jeremiah. Isaiah means Yahweh is salvation, or Yahweh is salvation, correct. And then Jeremiah opens you up to Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. Lamentation deals with grief and sorrow, suffering due to you being able to come into knowing who he is to you in totality and the way the salvation through him. So that book is critical through grace, 5 chapters. through that, you'll be able to understand the substratum of senses. That's five things in senses. You'll be able to understand taste, feel, hearing, seeing, viewing, understanding the senses. You'll be able to understand sense through those. Why? Because once you encounter grief, sorrow, pain, anguish through that particular book, you have to understand that the body deals and detects with senses, hear, taste, feel, listening. You all of the things connected to the senses, which draws you into what we call Ezekiel. Ezekiel means God's strength, the strength of God. His 48 books, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, allows you to understand the power of the presence of God through what? God being Yahweh, he's got strength. So through his strength, you will know that the power of God, Ezekiel, was written in the first person. So it's personal. He was considered son of man. Son of man, it's important to understand Ezekiel. Ezekiel was birthed out of the spirit. Jeremiah was born before the foundation of the world. Isaiah became, well, let's go in each sequence so you can understand the prophetic. I hope this is blessing somebody so you won't be deceived by the prophetic realm. Isaiah became a prophet during the time of a transition of King Uzziah dying. And the Lord said, who will go for us? Isaiah said, I will go. Who will go? He said, send me, I'll go. But he understood his genealogy. What was his genealogy? He was born through a time where his family was undone and unclean. Can I talk to somebody who came from a place where your family was undone, unclean? And the Lord said, say that you undone and unclean. He put his hand over his mouth and he touched him and he said, the iniquities were taken away. God can use his prophetic people in any state that you're in. See, the prophetic doesn't have a patent by man. The prophetic have a presence by God to encrypt you with codes to be able to understand the mysteries of how you can deal with you from the place of misery. Isaiah 10 and 27, it shall come to pass that in that day the yoke shall be taken off your shoulders and the burden from around your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. If I tell many of you the stuff I came out of in my life and to be anointed, to have the oil on my life, my goodness, good God Almighty. I can tell you some stuff that he didn't deliver me from to be where I'm at. And if you read my book, you only heard a portion of my story. You ain't seen nothing yet. The book called Love, the Unfinished Chapter, The Master Bedroom. Oh, when you read The Master Bedroom, you will have to master anything to get connected to my life. Oh, I'm teaching today. So you can understand the power to be able to know who you are in the kingdom of God. You have to know the power of the greatness of God and who you are to him, in him, and through him. It's just through the power, presence of God, the glory of who you are. But when you understand the power and the glory of God, you understand the position that you are in the kingdom of God. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Because, see, one of the things about most of us believers who are battling for our life right now, oh, so many of you are battling for your life right now, especially in this time of the season. It's a fight. It's a battle. You're going through many streams of internal conflict and battle to be where you are today. It's a battle today. It's a battle right now. But you're winning the battle. Because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And the reason why many of us are fighting the battle is because everything external wants everything internal. They're looking for you. They're fighting for you. You scan yourself. You ain't never seen the folk that want part of your life. You ain't never seen the flesh acting up like it act up. You done graduated with a doctoral decree in overcoming flesh and still flesh is still fighting flesh. Or am I teaching somebody today? Oh, yeah, this is a battle. You're fighting with everything inside of you. And don't be connected to don't be connected to Ahab and calling him a Boaz, and don't be connected to Ruth and she's a Jezebel, because you're fighting with that, with everything inside of you. And I ain't even gonna talk about the single life that she is, because the single life, you almost fighting for you fighting for your life. You just have to lock yourself up in a jail and lock the key away and say, let me throw the key away. Because everybody, in this hour, the enemy is fighting with every force he can to get inside, that get access to you. So moving to the book of Daniel, this particular book opens you up to understand that Daniel is a historical book. I'm giving a historical account of his faithfulness as a Jew, and to show God's people the power of how they will be able to survive in a critical time while God have control over what? The heavens and the earth, and the direct forces of nature against your destiny and against who you are. Let me take you a little deeper to understand Daniel. See, Daniel gives a historical account of those who were faithful Jews, those who were able to survive during a transitional time and live faithfully in a Babylonian system. Daniel was in a Babylonian system. Daniel actually served under four ancient deity kings. Two of them was Neo-Persian. Then the other one was Babylonian. He was served under Nebuchadnezzar. He was served under Belshazzar. He was served under Darius and Cyrus. These were ancient kings. And they served ancient deities. And so he had to serve under their administration. He was connected to being a slave. So they, when God gave the power and authority of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and unto Jerusalem, he besieged it. So what you're watching right now, you're watching a presence in the earth realm right now that's critical. We're watching Babylon fall, but we're watching Babel people's talk. Babylon is falling, but Babel is talking. Those demonic spirits are acting up. While Babylon is coming down, you got people that are babbling right in the middle of what's going on. God is moving over your life. So chapter 2 is very important for many of us right now. This message is the turning point, the sound that will trap God's enemy. The sound that will trap God's enemy. This is actually part 4. Part 4 today is the turmoil at the turning point. Dr. London, bless you on today, powerful woman of God. It's a powerful woman of God. She's been blessing me all week with her teaching. I feel an aridionsa. I feel something just shifted me. I'm telling you. Woo, good God Almighty, something that shifted me. I'm telling you, there's a move. You might as well go ahead and invite some other folk, because this is your Sunday morning service before you hit on to your church. This is the right now word for you today. This is the right now timing word for many of us. This is the time when the sound is trapping God's enemy. That's why many people who think they're serving the Lord, they're hearing from God. No, they've been trapped. So they try to manipulate their way to victory when they're not manipulating their way to victory. You got to understand something, Sister Wiggins. Many people are trying to manipulate ourselves into heaven. You can't manipulate yourself into heaven. Heaven is not up there. Heaven is inside you. There's a spiritual dimension in us that we walk in with the glory of God. In your life, you carry the power of God. That's why anytime you come into the understanding of who you are, Sister Rhonda, Eagle Tail, you will be able to walk in the power of who you are in the kingdom of God. Enemy, fear your power. He fear your presence. All right, I had to move a little ahead of myself. Come on, let me read this thing so you can be blessed. Read it to you. Let me read it to you. Nebuchadnezzar. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dream wherein his spirit was troubled and his sleep break from him. And the king commanded to call the magician, the astrologer, the sorcerer, and the Chaldean, for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king of Syria, O king, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Y'all got to stay with me today. This is going to bless your spirit. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. The dream that I had is no longer in me, says King Nebuchadnezzar. He tells them, it's gone from me. Here's what he said. The king answered, verse number 5, and said to the Chaldean. Now the Chaldean, these were people who was of another ancient bloodline, but they worshiped other deities and they consulted certain type of gods, like sun goddess. The thing is gone from me, if ye will make known unto me the dream. So here is the king consulting the Chaldeans, consulting who? He consult what? The witch. He consult the, let me read on down so you can understand where I'm going with this today for many of us, people of God. And the reason I'm taking you to this state in the spirit realm is you will be able to know that where you are at in God is far greater than the religious system from pews, pulpits, and ministry gifts that are trying to sell you a sound that when it has already left the building, the sound that already left the building, the political arenas that are trying to sell you everything about them, that trying to use the old in the new. It's almost like somebody's trying to use an 8-track in an iPad generation. He's trying to use an 8-track tape in an iPad generation. You know, and I know, you can't put in a 1956 Cadillac an 8-track tape in a iPad in a 1956 Cadillac. Why? Because times are changing. And when time changes, things changes around. So you're watching and viewing changing of time, a historical move in time, and the powerful move in time. My senior elder Hunter, Elder Samuel Hunter, we're in a time right now where things are moving so fast. It's moving fast right now, and things are transpiring very quickly in our life. Here's what he says here to the Chaldean. And verse number 5, the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts, reward. Now, y'all remember those who I was teaching about the word reward. When you understand the word reward in the actual Greek, it means a wage. He said, he that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet receive a prophet reward. Who that receiveth a righteous man in the name of the righteous man receive a righteous man reward. There's a wage in there. Then if you break it down in Arabic and Greek, he said he'll give you gifts and he'll give you rewards. And that means in the actual Hebrew, honor. I honor you. Woo, good God Almighty. Look here. Let me tell you something. When you understand who you are in the kingdom of God, you don't have to worry about nobody honoring you. The moment God anoints you or the moment God brings you into the knowledge of who you are, honor is given. You just got to get these nutcakes to respect you. Honor is given because when God honors you, you respect yourself. You don't make yourself a project to somebody that don't respect you because you know who you are in God and the authority for what you have. So in the Old Testament, reward means to be able to honor you. In the Greek, it means a wager because there's an in-between intercession. Yeshua HaMashiach comes on the scene, and he He becomes the propitiation, the redemption for you, and the manifestation through his crystal, to bring you to understand who you are internally, the power of who you are internally. I'm tired of all that Constantine religion and all that ancient stuff, all of that ancient religion that they're shelling you. You better move from that ancient mindset and to knowing who you are as an agent of God. Ancient to agent of God. When you know who you are in the kingdom, there's a power that's inside you, the glory that's inside you, inside you, and who you are to the greater of God, to walk in this thing and breathe in this thing. I'm not fighting anybody over religion. The three biggest religions in the world is Christianity, which is a pagan word, Judaism, which is Judea, and only deal with certain tribals, and then Islam by Muhammad. Before all of that, before even Muhammad was on the scene, you had spiritual people who understood the hieroglyphic, the writing, the ancient writing, to really understand what was written in scrolls, knowledge. That's why coming up to the knowledge of God now, we only have these 66 books, but there was 14 other books in the Bible that revealed the transcending power of God. These other books were being able, even Solomon books, and to be able to understand Enoch book and some of the other powerful books that opens you up to know who you are in God in totality. I ain't mad at y'all pagan saints. Y'all coming on over here too. Join me too. I can't stop you. I can't stop you from your pagan worship. Okay, but you sure ain't going to stop me from the presence of God that I'm in, the presence of God. So to really understand this, Daniel here is not even in a position just yet. Chapter 1 of the book of Daniel already explains Daniel's relationship with God internally. Chapter number 1 of the book of Daniel is Daniel is now a slave. And King Nebuchadnezzar looks for the brightest, the brilliant, the greatest, and the talented of kids, of youth. And he will use them and train them for 3 years to understand the ways of him. Most people, only time they read Daniel is in the beginning of the year when everybody go on a Daniel fast. That's not a fast. That was a lifestyle. Daniel had a lifestyle. That's why he was great in all essence of his life. It was a lifestyle. Daniel had a lifestyle that he followed. And so it was a lifestyle that Daniel followed. It was his lifestyle. And so from that place, Daniel did not eat from the Babylonian table or system. So he refused, or he requested of the eunuch that he not eat. And the eunuch said, if I not let you eat, I will be challenging my head at the table of the king. He said, well, allow me to be able to prove to you that in 10 days, look it up. And we will show you how great we will be in 10 days. So he took on the challenge. After 10 days, Daniel was far greater than those of his kind in chapter number 1, those who were with. Far greater, 10 times greater than them in terms of intellect, dialect, dialogue, and intelligence. All of those things that Daniel had inside of him, his ability to move in the realm of the spirit, to flow in the gifting, to open up talent, to understand the stream of the spirit world and move in spiritual dimensions. He was far greater in that realm. And the reason why he was that great in that realm, because he did not let any toxicity things enter into the cellular systems of his body. He did not let things enter into him to change him from operating in the level of ministry in the presence for which he was and his relationship with God. He flowed in the spiritual dimension. So chapter number two, began, he was able to have power to interpret the dream. chapter number 1 was about Daniel being able to have his body, his mind, his soul, his spirit connected to the presence of God in total. So he understands his anatomy before he went into the academy of chapter 2. If you hang with me a little bit, I can teach prophets how to understand the anatomy and then move into the academy of the prophetic. Because a lot, many people don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. They carry the title, but they don't understand the genealogy of who you are internally and the power. That's why the word of the Lord God says we are like little gods. We're little gods inside of us. Why? Because in Genesis, he said, if. Now, this is the word of the Lord God. You know, old Lucifer, Satan said, when God told us, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the day that you eat of it, then your eyes will be open and you will become as God. The reason being is we were one with God, Elohim, Yahweh. We were one with him. But once we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and everybody talking about, oh, it was an apple. Oh, it could have been a banana. It could have been a strawberry. It could have been some, you name it. He never said the fruit. He said, once you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then your eyes will be open. You will become as God. What do you mean about that? When you look at a tree has roots. When you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you're no longer in a place called perfect. You're no longer perfect because you ate of good and then you ate of evil. So your eyes will open up to good and evil. So many people don't want to be perfect because once you're perfect, you require a person that wants you have to be perfected to understand the projected you. To project you, they got to go deep to understand the perfected you. Look at, let me tell you something. You fall in love with a person's mind, then you show to get the body. That's for free, so you can understand that. I can take you a little deeper after teaching on a relationship there, because most people fall in love with the body. The body get old after a while, you know, and all that other stuff get old. But when you understand the mind, that's the intellect, the dialect, to understand the power of who you are. You got a lot of people don't understand their mind. That's why it's easy to get a body up. Y'all ain't ready for me today. But let me move on with that. So you'll be able to operate in the power of who you are in God, in the totality of who you are, in the greatness of where you are. So Daniel was able to understand his mind. When he understood his mind in chapter 2, God took him to a level to understand his what? His gift in his body or his anatomy. The anatomy will always bring you into the academy. Once you understand who you are and the value of who you are, don't worry about what people, they hate nobody. They don't like me. Who cares? It's an honor for somebody not to like you. It's an honor for somebody to look at you. It's an honor for somebody to want you. How in the world? Now, this is me. I'm just being authentic today. How is it you're married? Your mate is jealous because everybody's looking at you. Well, this is okay. That's mine. Keep looking. All you can do is look. You got to read that in one of my books, chapter number 7. It's called The Love Department. That's a whole other chapter right there. Don't get mad because somebody looking at your good thing, and that's what you call it, and his great thing. It's okay. It's okay to look. That's all you can do is look. Let me finish teaching. Well, I'm blessing myself today while I'm blessing you. So chapter number 2 opens you up to understand the power of who you are in the kingdom. So Daniel now, he's not on the scene yet. The king called forth the Chaldean. He called forth the sorcerer, the astrologer, the magician. He called forth all of those men who operate in the spirit realm who dealt with witchcraft. They dealt with witchcraft. They dealt with witchcraft. Now, how do I break witchcraft down? Witchcraft deal with which choice you make as in a craft. Witchcraft. When you deal with witchcraft, you deal with which craft are you using? Like, if I'm an artist, which craft do I use to create a picture of something? So you look at the word witchcraft. Witchcraft is really a spirit of rebellion. So when a person operates in witchcraft, they tap into the spirit world and they pick out which craft they want to use. Do I want to use the spirit of God or the spirit of demons who give me the craft in my mind to create what they assume about humanity? It's called witchcraft. Witchcraft will you use? So we have a lot of people who are operating in witchcraft instead of operating in the presence of God to understand his glory or a spiritual dimension in God. Once you use the presence of God or the formula of God, as he told Jeremiah, you open yourself up to the stream of God to tap into the deity of God in you. Witchcraft is rebellion. Rebellion means people have tapped into the spirit world and picked up a craft from demonic spirits and used it for what? To do what they need to do. Rebellion. They rebel. Rebellion is witchcraft. It's not a woman carrying a witch on a broom with a long horn or demon wet horn. Witchcraft is a spirit world where you take up a craft from the witches in the spirit world or demons. They're not called witches. They're Nephilim. They're ancient spirit of Bethlehemite. These are demons who have failed. They want to get access to you to give you their craft that they specialized in when they were in the heavenly. They revealed to you when they were in the heavenly their talent, their gift, craft. Where's your craft? What area of your life? Am I teaching some of you all today? Like y'all go to all these thousands of classes and paying all this money. I'm showing people the understanding of the prophetic realm. The mysteries of the prophetic, the spiritual prophetic, to open you up to know who you are to God. So Daniel understood the prophetic realm to tap into that dimension. So when you understand the turning point or turning point, turmoil at the turning point, the sound that will trap God's enemy, you're going to see today that the enemy will trap. Why? Because they didn't have access to the sound of God so that they wouldn't be able to operate in the presence of the things to reveal. There are a lot of people, they can't reveal to you what God is saying to you. They can't reveal. What they do is get in there and start guessing and start manipulating and then start prophesying and saying, is that the Lord? Am I on it? You ain't even got to say that. How many times do I prophesy to people and I say, am I on it? I ain't got to go to that. I just speak the word of the Lord God. Speak into your life. Tell you the date. Go back to the year. Go back to the 1894 or 1762. Why? Because there's a spiritual dimension you tap into and God takes you in your body but out of your body. You'll be in your body, but he'll take you into that presence of the genealogy of where that man and woman of God is in their life or bring you into the area of the gene, which deal with Genesis. I open you up to Adam. In the evening, in the morning, were the first day. I take you into the atom, A-T-O-M, the atom, so you will understand the A-D-A-M, the atom. They had to give a name to those spiritual dimensions. If you ever read the Bible, anytime you read the Bible, you have to read the Bible from, you can't read it from a literal place. You got to read it from the name, but you have to transcend your thoughts. So here's the book of Job. If I read the book of Job, if you understand the book of Job, Job in the Hebrew means this. It means suffering and persecution. Look it up in the Hebrew. That means suffering and persecution. So when Job comes on the scene and he has to deal with the pressure, they gave the book of Job a name. So they had to give a name. So really it's a job that they had to deal with. but they had to give it a book to Job. Why? Because they took all of the other 14 books that there were transcending states where they were, where humans were able to talk to angels like Enoch did in the Ethiopic books to tap in. You have power greater than you ever imagined. All that Constantine religion, you were a crossroad. They gave you the cross. The cross is really a crossroad. You'll understand that as you teach the people to understand moving and transcending, moving above and beyond into the realms to bring you into dimensions, tapping into spiritual dimensions and frequencies to be able to understand who you are internally. So the book of Job, when the book of Job chapter number 1 and 2 was all about what I would call a nomination. The nomination was Satan was in the earth realm, thrown down. The counsel of God's will was here. They were meeting. The counsel of God's will was meeting. And the Satan came, and the Lord said, Elohim said, Satan, from which cometh thou? He going up and down. Now, you got to understand, in heaven, his name was Lucifer. He was at the sun light. When he was thrown out of heaven, he was called what? Satan or the devil. Now watch this prophetic word. You want to see how this means? So you can understand language from Arabic, Hebrew, German, to Latin, to Greek, and to actually the colonial system. Here's what he, in heaven, his name was Lucifer. When he got kicked down into the earth, he became what? The devil. And why did he get kicked down and named the devil? Because if you turn devil around, you get lived. He was no longer living. He was devil. See, you got to understand devil. When you look at, when you study the word devil, you'll see them flip it around, live. He was no longer living. He was in a dead place. So he was Lucifer in heaven. When he got kicked out, he became devil. He became the devil. And so the Most High, who at the present, the Most High, we all move. If we tap into dimension, you go high, Most High. That's where you get temple at, the highest level of the mind. So he became devil. He said, from which cometh thou, Satan? Now, he's now Satan. If you move in and understand translation of that, Satan, you are. Because he's no longer a saint. He's satanic. And you move from saint. When you no longer saint, you become satanic. Satan. So he becomes Satan. So which cometh thou, Satan? Because you're not a saint. You have to understand. We call them people saints when they ain't nothing but a bunch of satanic people. That's for free, trying to teach you a little bit at the same time. So you're able to move and to move into that presence and the glory of God. Oh, I'm helping some people today. You having Bible class and teaching class and revealing class and anointed class and breakthrough class, and you can go on, get you a whole class by yourself because I'm opening you up to understand who you are in the presence of God. So he said, from which cometh thou, Satan? And he said, going up and down, to and fro. See, you said there? He's going up and down. He didn't say he was elevated. He said, I'm going up and down, to and fro. Now listen to this. Up and down, to and fro. Moving there. See that? Look at that. Up, down, to and fro. So what was Satan locked in? Satan was locked in a spiritual dimension. West, north, south. He was locked in. Whereas he could only he could only move in that spiritual dimension. He lost his spiritual estate. He lost that estate where he could move in the eternal things of God. That's why Satan did not have to do what he did against God. Because Satan was able to move from one part of the presence of God in the instant of time. He was able to transcend himself. He had that power. But what he said, going up and down, to and fro, or walking up and down, to and fro, throughout the earth. That's a spiritual dimension. And he said, have you considered my servant Job, a man who upright, eschew evil, perfect, of the east? He's the richest man of the east. Why? Because of what I'm giving you, Satan, is that everything happened in the Middle East. All of this, before all this illusion that they gave you about man going to the moon and all of this, this is a, man, it's an firmament. One, They try to break through ice caps, ice walls. They try to break through all these different realms, trying to get through to different places and dimensions. God got so many things to lay in life. That's why some folks, you know, hard cap understanding the science, the physics of understanding the power of God, the crypto of God, to bring you to understand the mysteries of God, all of this stuff. Some people didn't pass biology. You had to get in another subject because that was a little too deep for you. That's why people who don't understand biology, you just flunked the class, because biology is a whole different level. It opens you up to the anatomy. That's why they do research on animals. And then after they do the research on animals, then they try to do research on you. That's what this was all about, 2021, 22, 23, 24. This is all about research. There was a deep research that they were doing. The noble birthing families of the world wanted to do research on you. They wanted to study you. They wanted to study how you operate, the genealogy. And they use a translation to do it, 1604 to 1611. Between 1611 and 2011, that's 400 years. So your 400-year period is now. It's past. That's why between 2011 and 2023, what did you have? You have 12 years. When you go into January 1st, you're in the 13th year. Now, that's critical to understand the number 13. That's why masters, men who are deep level into secret society, they understand that number 13. That's why they've been trying to take as many people out of here who are melanated people before January 1st, 2024. Because the Gregorian calendar that was written by a Pope understood the secrets of the 13th year. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. That's why people consult me. They want to understand these things. Even they themselves don't even understand. People in secret society don't even know the sacred leaders. When you tap into the mind of God, God will take you into places where people they never been before. He give you access. Look at that. He did this for today. He'll take you into mystery of the heavenly, like Enoch did. He'll take you into places that is so critical. I'm teaching some of y'all so you can understand where you about to go. I told you after January 15th, that passed. We in January 15th. 16, 17. This is a critical window for some of you all right now. Right now, it's critical. I'm telling you, men and women of God, this hour is so critical to your life. For some of you, you need these nags between now and the 25th, because 25th opened you up to understand the sun god. There's a certain time limit of all of these ancient spirits. Knowledge and revelation is being revealed at the highest peak of eternity. God is revealing to the men and women of God the highest level of his presence right now. What he's doing is he's revealing you the secret thing. So your life for the next 20 years, I'm breaking you out of the spells of secret societies and the world that bewitch the mind of the people. All of these things that have came down through those high-ranking families of the world. It's the end of a civilization. It's the end of a dispensation. It's the end of a timetable. That's why I can break down the 46 presidents so you can understand they're all encrypted in a code. Your life depends on this moment. Some of you, your life depend on it. Some people follow me. Your life depend on this word today, every Sunday. You trying to get through a spell that God is trying to break off your mind, break off your thoughts. Do you know you all are encrypted in a code? Oh, my little old shut up. You guys, I'm teaching this thing right now. You encrypted in a code. It's a code encrypted in you. And in that secret code in you, it's a secret to the gene. The gene that opens you up to the wealth portal. And when you have power to call in those dimensions, things that belong to you, you got inheritance in you. That's why when they gave many folks the COVID shot, it messed up the encrypted code. That's why they try to deal with artificial intelligence. Do you know what's going on right now in the world? Let me tell you something. Right now, study this.